And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Now, I promise you, you're not hearing a repeat. I promise you, you're not hearing a repeat. But our DDDs are going to be, what does God say about our connection with him? That one we already did. What does God see regarding our connection with him? That one we already did. How does God feel about our connection with him? That one we're going to do. And why is God so connected to us? And that one we're going to do.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. That's a voice crack and a word chew at the same time. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic, my good friends, open for conversation, because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-PRAISE, AM 1210. The Christian Station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Let me ask you a personal question. Do you have money? Then release it. Don't hoard it. Be a person of generosity. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. To be a great-hearted person of wealth, make generosity your trademark. Be generous with your time, your efforts, your energy. Be generous with your words of encouragement and, yes, your money. You know what will happen? Along with being personally enriched, knowing you're investing in eternity, you will take hold of the life that is truly life. That's the way Paul wrote it. You will go beyond the good life and you'll enter into the true life. There's a vast difference between the two.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian Station here in San Diego, California. Tugboat Todd hitting it out of the park on that. Nice job, Tugboat. Very, very nice job. I think that's great. I did hear something from one of your fellow producers saying, I helped name him that, which I thought was kind of an interesting thing. Now people are starting to brag over how they got your name, how they named you. Isn't that amazing? All right. You know what I have in my hand here? A paper. That's paper. It's a brown paper bag. Okay, for only a few people in the world will even get that joke.
Is that for Detroit Lions fans?
No.
Put on their heads?
Hey, that's not nice. Hey. All right, we have a comedy night taking place at Pastor Sean's birthday, pastor of Amazing Grace Church San Diego. He's got a birthday. He's going to be young.
The young stay young.
But anyway, in the meantime, this Friday, on the 13th, they have a comedy night. And the admission is $10 per ticket, but we have some tickets to give away for that wonderful price of free. Fantastic price. The comedians are going to be speaking. Brian April, Josh Lawson, Brandon Young, and Lisa Gilbert going to be at this event. This is this Friday night. It starts at 7 o'clock. The doors open. The comedians go on from about 7:30 to 9 if everything goes perfectly smooth. And they bring out birthday cake for Pastor Sean from 9 to 10, although they did not explain to me yet why it takes an hour to eat birthday cake. So I'm just going to pass that by.
It's a really big cake.
That's got to be a really big cake. I mean, really big. He's only 37. They don't even need a fire extinguisher for the thing yet. You can check out information by going to AmazingGraceSD.com, AmazingGraceSD.com. You're welcome to call the church at any time, 619-972-9124. But we're going to give away tickets right now. But you have to be thinking. Got to get your noodle baker going, okay? Here's what you got to come up with. It's very simple. I'm going to give you a choice. You have to answer this or you're not getting tickets. Chocolate or peanut butter? Chocolate or peanut butter?
There's only one right answer.
866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Two tickets. Give it away two tickets. They're free. $10 a piece. But instead, you can go to the comedy concert for free. So we encourage that. If you decide you want to participate, you want to participate. If you don't, it's okay. We're still going to promote the event. You know, we're looking to do some additional Christian comedy in San Diego in this next little bit, too. So that's kind of a cool timing and a cool thing. Chocolate or peanut butter?
Do you know the quirk?
Those are the things we want to know. You think, well, how is that spiritual?
Right. Winner, winner.
It's not. We're giving away tickets.
So all
that's how we do
it. Is your first and last
all right, I'm
going
to get ready to get into my next segment. In my next segment, looks like we already have somebody who's a winner. Wow. Picking between chocolate and peanut butter. That took a minute.
Mueller?
Next segment. Okay. We talked in the earlier hour about what it is that God has to say regarding our connection to him. And we talked about the fact that Matthew 28:20, important portion, says Jesus said, "Surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." We also talked about Hebrews 13:5, where it says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, neither will I leave you, never will I forsake you." I mean, the Lord's never going to abandon us. He's never going to dump on us. He's never going to walk away from us. I know it feels from time to time that he may, but he makes the commitment that he won't. And that's what he has to say about it. After that, we took a review on how God demonstrates that connection, and he enables us to see our connection to him, where he confronts Saul before he becomes the Apostle Paul and tells him, hey, you're persecuting me. But in fact, Saul was persecuting the church. But the way that Jesus saw it and the way that Jesus communicated it is, hey, you're persecuting me because you're persecuting those that are mine. So we get to see what God says, and we get to see what God shows regarding that connection. I want to take it to another level. It's very tough area. I want to show you how God feels regarding our connection. I'm going to talk about how God feels regarding that same connection. Listen to the text, follow the ball. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary. The teacher's here, and he's asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. And then Jesus wept. Here's what people miss. It's really important to catch. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, it tells us that Jesus Christ is the exact representation of God. You want to know what God's like? Look at the life of Jesus. On more than 60 occasions, contrary to what the brilliant theologues say, Jesus identified himself as equal with the Father or connected to the Father in some capacity, declaring on 11 cases that he was the Messiah. And in fact, in this portion, even here, Martha says, I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God. So there's no question as to what's going on and who Jesus represents and what he's communicating. The question comes as to why Jesus wept. For Lazarus was getting up in 10 minutes. And in his current condition, he was feeling no pain. He wasn't in torment. He wasn't in hell. He was a believer. At a minimum, if he was in some kind of comatose state, he would still feel nothing. If he had touched towards any kind of light or towards heaven, he would have been exceedingly blessed. There's nothing going on with Lazarus that's bad at this moment. However, Martha and Mary are in an excruciating amount of pain. They don't understand that the brother is getting up. They just know he died, and if Jesus had gotten there sooner, maybe they could have avoided that, or maybe Jesus could have healed him, or something could have happened. And they were in deep grief, weeping and troubled. And when Jesus saw their deep grief and their weeping and their trouble, he wept. You got that? He didn't weep because Lazarus was getting up in 10 minutes. He wept for the pain of Martha and Mary. We get to talk about God saying what he wanted to say about our connection with him. We get to talk about God seeing what that connection is with him. And now we get to see with God where God shows how he feels about that connection with us. Weeping with his own people when they weep, sharing the turmoil and pain. We come back, we're going to explore that a little bit, or unpack it, as many pastors say. Get into it a little deeper. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break, we'll be back.
emotional and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Today, the story of a missionary who died thinking he was a failure. He was wrong. 84 years later, thriving churches that he planted are found hidden in the jungle. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. In 1912, medical missionary Dr. William Leslie went to live and minister to tribal people in a remote corner of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. After 17 years, he returned to the U.S. a discouraged man, believing he failed to make an impact for Christ. He died 9 years after his return. But in 2010, a team led by Eric Ramsey with Tom Cox World Ministries made a shocking and sensational discovery. They found a network of reproducing churches hidden like glittering diamonds in the dense jungle, where Dr. Leslie was stationed. With the help of a Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot, Ramsey and his team flew into the area and then used canoes and their feet to make their way into the remote village of the Yancey people. Ramsey thought the Yancey might have some exposure to the name of Jesus, but no real understanding of who he is. They were unprepared for their remarkable find. Ramsey told God Reports, "When we got there, we found a network of reproducing churches throughout the jungle. Each village had its own gospel choir. They wrote their own songs and would have sing-offs from village to village." Ramsey said Dr. Leslie's goal was to spread Christianity. He felt he never really made a big impact, but the legacy he left is huge. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com, Facebook, The David Spoon Experience. We did give away those tickets, right? I mean, I didn't even bother to ask you. How bad was that? I didn't even think to say, did we take care of that?
We sure did. The guy knew the correct answer was chocolate.
Oh, he called for chocolate. I like it. I like it. Oh, good for him. Congratulations on the tickets. We're very happy that people are going to get an opportunity to get some laughter.
Yeah.
That's nice, right? We're talking about doing another concert down in about 6 months. We got the Pastor's Masters will be coming up in like May-ish. We'll have another the Pastor's Luncheon thing taking place, and we're talking about trying to drop in another event or so. So we'll see how we coordinate on that. We're working on it. We're working on it. I do want to say briefly, I got to be careful on this one. To some degree, and that is that story with Martha and Mary. And I've told you this before, and this is in my testimony, and you know, my testimony has been more, I'm getting that opportunity to share it more and more, but in my own testimony, I had that exact experience, and I've spent quite a bit of time talking about it, put it in the book, hisappointment.com, but you know, where the burden that Jesus was sensing with Martha and Mary just, you know, got to him from that compassion point of view, and he wept. And I had an experience where after I went through a horrendous cult, church cult experience, so to speak, way, you know, at that Jim Jones level kind of stuff, that I went and taught to this pastor in Colorado. And I'll, you know, I could, I tell it at length when I tell my testimony, but I will tell you, I went there and I shared with him the things that had happened to me over those prior 5 years. Actually, how it all happened is I was driving down the road. I'll just tell you this brief part. This will kind of blow people away. And for those that are not as inclined, take a deep breath. So I'm driving down this road in Colorado, and I'm in, it's around the area of Dillon, but kind of on my way towards Copper Mountain, Breckenridge area. And I'm driving the road, and I'm like, man, this road looks familiar. This road really looks familiar. But I've never been to Colorado before in my life. And so I'm driving down the road, and then all of a sudden I realized I had seen this exact road that I was on in a dream earlier in my life. And I was like, whoa. Because that at that moment you think, there's no way, no possible way this can happen because I've never been down this road. And I knew it so well that I in my dream there was a church that came up on the left in a parking lot, and I did a turnaround, and that's exactly what happened. I went up there another 50 feet, and there was a church with a parking lot, and I flipped around, and I went down to find the nearest church. And I found this church, an Abundant Life Church in Dillon, Colorado, and there was a car there, and I pulled in, and I knocked on the door, and there was no answer, but the door was open. So, you know, I'm from Detroit, so of course I'm going in. And so I go in, I'm like, hello, hello, is anybody here? And no noise or anything, but there was a little light on in the back just off the stage to the right of the stage. And I'm like, hello. And then all of a sudden, Pastor Dave Huntsworth is like, hello. And I said, hi, I need to talk to a pastor. I'm pretty sure I need to talk to somebody like right now if you have the time. He goes, oh, sure, come on in, which is, you know, that's a nice thing for a pastor to do, just let people come in and talk to them. And I don't know what he was in the middle of or how busy he was. His church probably about 150 or 160 people. You never know. So I went and told him my story. And to be really honest, I think that was one of the few times where I kind of poured out some of my frustration in the story and told Pastor Dave all of it. Like I said, this happened, then this happened, this happened. And then I was, you know, went down that road for a little bit. We're like, yeah, I was born and raised Jewish, and then I became a Christian. And then, you know, the Lord delivered me from drugs, but I, you know, turned away from money, and I did this, and I did this. And I said, I'm a little upset that I ended up in a cult. You know, it's like, you know, it's kind of like that ripoff review. And you're just feeling like, I feel like I got ripped off, and I'm going through this whole thing. And he's just looking at me. Now, keep in mind, I'm not then where I might be now. So a little rough around the edges would not be inappropriate for me to say. And so I'm telling all of this stuff, and he busts out crying. I mean, he busts out crying. First thought in my mind, people, you can just forgive me. I'm just telling you, first thought in my mind, he's a girly man. I mean, this is not good. He's crying. Guys don't cry because that's the school, right? That's when you're a little older, you understand what I'm talking about. Second thought, then I started getting angry. Why are you crying? It's my story. You're right. What are you crying for? This is my pain. This is my dilemma. This is my uncomfortableness. And then I waited and just looked at him because I didn't know what else to do. And he looked at me and he said, this is how the Lord feels for you. And it was like somebody took a sledgehammer and pounded my heart and broke me into a million pieces. And I was just like, oh, man, this whole time I've been mad at God because sin and the sinfulness of the world and sinfulness of humanity and running in that circle, and he's been weeping for me, and I'm too dumb to even notice because I'm just so righteous in my own anger. And it was like, it was outside of the moment that I said yes to Jesus Christ. It was the second most pivotal moment in my Christianity. Because it's just like, I don't know God at all. I'm just thinking, you know, it's like an army and there's religious orders and you do this and everybody does this and we fall in line. It's like, I just don't get this at all. But that story about Jesus, you know, weeping for Martha and Mary. I mean, I always know. When I went back and read that the next time, I bawled like a baby. Because it was like, that's what I went through. I mean, that's kind of how I just knew the Lord was trying to teach me. He's so committed to us. He's so connected to us. He so feels with us. I think we think that God is at this distant, and he's either a sheriff or he's some guy in a chair, or he's the judge, and he's got the hammer, and he's sitting in the judge chair, and he can't, you know, connect with us. And it's like it's just absolutely the opposite of what's true. He connects with us so much, he took a part of himself, Jesus Christ, and became us. Now, you're going to tell me that the Father is not connected to the Son? You won't say that to me. And if the Father is connected to the Son, then what about all the stuff the Son went through when he was on his earthly journey here? Wouldn't the Father then connect to him? Like, come on. That was a powerful moment. It was a life-changing moment. It was a moment where ministry was coming back towards me, even though I thought I had left. And then the Lord, you know, used me more than I thought was ever going to happen. But the Lord has feelings about us. And the idea that God doesn't have feelings is just a weird thought. It's like, what do you mean? You mean God created a whole bunch of beings? They have feelings, but he doesn't? He's just robotic? Wow. That doesn't seem like the kind of God I want to serve. And that's not what the Bible says about him. The Bible makes it clear. The Lord smiles. The Lord gets angry. There's all these different elements of emotion that take place with God. They're not out of control. They're not sinful like ours. They're real. So I want you to understand, God connects with us and declares it by what he says. God connects with us and declares it by what we can see him doing. And God connects with us and declares it by how he feels with us. So the only thing really left to cover is why. I mean, he says he's connected. He shows he's connected. He shows us he demonstrates the feelings of that connection. Well, why be connected to us? I mean, after all, let's be honest, you and I, we have a couple of moments that maybe are not the best. So when we come back, we'll examine the why. Why does he say he's connected, show he's connected, demonstrate his feelings with us regarding that connection? Well, let's look at that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There. All done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing. They know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
Our Creator God makes everything new.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dave Brannan. In 2014, a sinkhole opened up under the National Corvette Museum in Kentucky, swallowing 8 vintage irreplaceable Chevrolet Corvette sports cars. The automobiles were severely damaged, some beyond repair. One car in particular received a lot of attention. The 1 millionth Corvette, which rolled off the assembly line in 1992, was the most valuable in the collection. What happened to that gem after it was pulled from the sinkhole is fascinating. Experts restored the car to mint condition, mainly by using and repairing its original parts. Although this little beauty was in horrible shape, it now looks as good as it did the day it was built. The old and damaged was made new. This is a great reminder of what God has in store for believers in Jesus. In Revelation 21:1, John spoke of seeing a new heaven and a new earth. Many biblical scholars see this new earth as a renovated earth. Further study of the word new here reveals that it means fresh or restored, after the decay of the old had been wiped away. God will renovate what is corrupt on this earth and provide a fresh yet familiar place where believers will live with Him. What an amazing truth to contemplate. A new, refreshed, familiar, and beautiful earth. Imagine the majesty of God's handiwork. Spend time in God's Word every day of the week with the Our Daily Bread mobile app and ebook. Go to getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Checking the weather. Checking the traffic. How about them Padres? Okay. Moving on, right? It's the easiest way to do it. I just think it's simpler. We have been spending a great amount of time talking about our connection with the King. And we have a connection with the Lord God Almighty. You have a connection to the King of the universe. What's fantastic about that is it's difficult to say it this way, I think, for some, but you are, in fact, a child of the Most High God and the King of the universe. You are therefore in a very specific, spiritual, biblical truth declarational sense. You are royalty in your own right, since the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is your King and your Lord. It's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. I like that. Enjoying that part of it. And we spent some time talking about the fact that what does God say regarding our connection with Him? Very important to understand. The Lord will never abandon you. You think, well, you know, I can walk away. Try and walk away from the Lord, see what happens. Let's see if He trips you first. I'm just saying. I'm trying to make that illustration for you to understand He's very committed to you. And so much so that He demonstrates that in His actions, just like Jesus demonstrated that action when He confronted Paul, who was at that point Saul, when Saul was persecuting the church. And Jesus said, you're persecuting me. You're touching me when you're touching them. And then we see this last example in regards to Jesus with Martha and Mary, certainly sharing in their grief, the grief of His very own, the grief of those that are close to Him, the grief of His believers. Remember, Martha just confessed, Jesus, you're the Messiah. So this is a very important understanding that confession took place before that weeping, because it was the Messiah that was weeping for her. And I just want to make sure that you understand that there's no way for us to be disconnected to that closeness element if we are in Jesus Christ. But there's no way to be disconnected because the Father fully knows the Son. There's nobody in the world that would disagree that the Father knows the Son if they're Bible-believing, born-again Christians. But we should understand why that's important. Hebrews 4:14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. We do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Jesus knows everything you went through. He went through it. And the Father certainly connects to the Son, and the Father and Son connect through the Holy Spirit. We're connected to the Father and the Son and the Spirit, and the Lord knows what you're going through. And He loves you, connected to you. That's just a simple question. Why? I'm not going to go into the why. Well, that's just the way God is. It's a terrible answer. We need a why. I want a why. Why are you saying you're connected to me? Why are you showing me? Why are you demonstrating your feelings towards me, Lord? Psalm 18, verse 1. Here's what it says. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock from whom I take refuge, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came out of his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. He made darkness his covering and canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven.
Couldn't sleep last night.
The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. He reached down from on high and he took a hold of me and he drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. You want to know why God connects to you? Do you want to know why he tells you he's with you? Do you want to know why he demonstrates that? Why he shows you his feelings? Do you know why God is so connected? Because he loves you. That's why. And when he's up in heaven and there's trouble for us, look at this picture that David draws in Psalm 18. Surely it's picturesque, but look at this, how he's in David's great agony and cries out to the Lord, and smoke fills the nostrils of God, and God comes crushing down to save his servant. That's a picture that God is giving you and I of how God feels about us and how he's connected to us. And then he gives you the answer. He says he brought me into a spacious place and he rescued me because he delights in me. You know why God does what he does? Because he loves you. Are you worthy of that love? No.
I deserve it.
No, you don't. You deserve what you should have got, which was El Eterno El Blasto with God's El Big Ray Gunno. I mean, come on. But because he loves you, and because he delights in you, he tells you how he's connected to you. He shows you how that takes place in action. He demonstrates his feelings for you. And he ain't going anywhere. And it's the farthest part or the hardest part about all this is, why is it that we're trying to get God to go away from us? It's like, what are you doing? Don't you just want to go, you're not going away from me? And God goes, no. Don't you want to go, okay. I mean, isn't that the end of that conversation? Do you just want to just end it there? Are you trying to test him? Why would you do that? I mean, that just think about that. Why would you do that? Don't do that. That's not smart. That's the dumb, 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 dumb thing. I mean, that's just not brilliant. Here, the Lord's telling you and I, he's going to stay with us. He's committed to us. He's going to teach us. He declares to us. He shows us. He demonstrates it. He communicates his heart. And it's like, he's telling you, I do this because I love you. I think we should all go, okay. I mean, that's fantastic. That's what we want. That's it. It's because of that grace. It's because of that mercy. It's because of that love. And it doesn't mean that we don't get tough. We know on the show, we get tough. I mean, we talk about people. Look, this behavior is sinful. This is sinful. But none of it is without redemption. I mean, there's a merciful God. If God wasn't merciful, the earth would have been gone long before there was a United States. Long before. If not, then any century or any decade therein afterwards, we'd have been gone. But the Lord's merciful. He loves us. He's for us. He wants us to prevail in him. He wants us to be connected to him. You know, he's committed to you and I. Watch this. He's committed to spend eternity with us. You and I don't know how long that is. We get 70, 80. We get 90 years. We're starting to see a little bit of people getting 100 years. You know, a little more centurion activity than before. God's talking about millions of years, and he's the one that made the move so we could be with him. Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty cool. He loves us enough to make that commitment to spend eternity with us. He certainly deserves our praise and our acknowledgement. He certainly deserves our trust and our confidence. He certainly deserves, quote unquote, the benefit of the doubt when we're in a situation that we don't get. And yet, as human beings, we are often quick to say, why did God let that happen? Like our favorite, that's like our middle name. You know, human, why did God let that happen? Race. We got to stop that. We got to do better. We got to have that confidence. There's a confidence that the Lord is doing the things he's doing on our behalf because he loves us. That's what his word declares. His word makes it absolutely clear. And you can try and get into all the... Go ahead. Just spend all your time trying to get in all the theology. Go ahead. I mean, I've done it 100 times over. Go ahead. Let me know. Eventually, you come out of everything, and you almost come back to the exact same place where you started. Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. I mean, okay. I'm good for that. We should all be good for that. It's a good thing. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
We can be pretty selfish and spoiled sometimes, can't we?
There's a growing evidence on every hand that we're losing the art of praise and gratitude to God in America. We're beginning to take our blessings for granted.
Billy Graham.
However, instead of counting our wealth, our pleasures, and our gadgets, we should give pause to count our blessings from God. The scriptures teach that all good things of life come from God.
And when you realize that truth, that all good things come from God, it's easy to be thankful.
The best way to do that is to give him your life and live a life that spells out genuine gratitude from day to day. Give him your life today. Surrender your heart, will, and mind to Jesus Christ. Let him renovate your life and follow him as a disciple of Jesus Christ.
You can learn more about following Jesus at our website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
You can take this to the bank. We can't operate as an individual or as a country, for that matter, against God's ways and succeed. This is Jim Garlow. When all is said and done, the hope for a nation is conformity to God's ways found in God's Word. I guarantee you, secularists certainly don't believe this to be true. And I wonder at times, do most Christians really get it? So what's the problem? What's holding us back? If we're anti-biblical in our national life, it's self-destructive. We know we can't operate as an individual against God and succeed. We can't operate as a family against God's ways and succeed. We can't operate as churches against God's ways and succeed. So what makes us think our nation can be anti-biblical in fundamental policies and somehow be preserved? Only the biblical way preserves all that's good. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Now, that was a different way to do a show. We just took the 1 hour of the teaching and just kind of split up into two because there was just so much material. So tomorrow we're going to have Steve Wheeler joining us. We're also going to have our Facebook post coming back to our Common Sense Commentary. We got a really, I think what's a really cool DDD called What Leads to a Loss of Love. And then we'll have Michigana News. That's going to be in the second hour. Steve Wheeler will be in the first hour. And that'll be a good time by all. We're going to have a couple other items going. Plus, we're also going to give away some more tickets tomorrow for the comedy show that's taking place on Friday. So I have a few minutes left, and I can talk to you about a lot of different things. I want to cover one thing that I'm going to try and concentrate on this year. And so I want you to be aware of it. If you're a person that listens to the show all the time, you probably get the sense that year by year, we have a theme. We don't die in our themes. We don't go, oh, everything must be theme-oriented, and we must do it this way. But there is a thread that goes through what we're doing. So last year, we did a lot more towards praise. And that doesn't mean that, like I said, that doesn't mean there won't be tough teachings. There's always that. But this year, the theme is really that overall underlying theme is going to be forgiveness. And you might be, wondering, well, why do you think that forgiveness is an important element? And I'll tell you why, and I think it might surprise you, because I think it's prophetic that we strengthen our forgiveness tools. I think it's prophetic in this capacity. I think there's going to be more offensive things that Christians need to be forgiving of than there have been in the past. I don't think it's directly related to or not to the new administration. I think it's just of the sign of things to come, that as we are getting closer and closer to the return of the Lord, that the forgiveness will be a tool and a requirement that we need to operate strongly in and be aware that the enemy will try and get us to operate out of. His goal will be to operate in a lack of forgiveness, where our goal should be to operate in forgiveness. Because without that forgiveness, there can be, quite a bit of trouble, not just for the people who do the offending, but also for us who may be offended. And I also think that forgiveness is an excellent tool for families to stay together, and an even equally excellent tool for churches to stay together and for the people within the churches to stay together and to be merciful. One of the things that I talk about in the book, that his appointment is, I do talk about some tough church experiences, but there's, even if you've gone through a bad church, oftentimes it's not like the church gets together in a room and goes, okay, how can we do the worst that we can possibly do to people and just completely destroy their lives because I have nothing else to do and I'd rather be watching Mighty Mouse? I mean, it's like, come on. That's not what's going on. And so we need to be more aware of that a lot of these people who are doing some of the things that they do, hurtful things, I'm acknowledging, in church aren't necessarily doing them because they're thinking this is the greatest way to hurt the person. So we could do a little better in some of that. And I think it's an important element for us to operate in. I'm going to encourage you. We were just talking the last 2 hours, about how God connects to us and how he says that connection, he shows that connection, he demonstrates his feelings in that connection, and he does it because he loves us. And one of the things that the Lord does for you and I, more than we might acknowledge, is he forgives us, all the time. I'm diving deeper and deeper into the sinfulness that takes place on the inside of man as well as the outside of man, and it's astounding how many things we maybe process, not just we're trained wrong, but think wrong or think in an opposite direction where God would think. It's astounding. What's even more impressive is throughout that process, God still forgives you and I as we're becoming more like Jesus Christ. You know, to become more like Jesus Christ means that you are at one point right now, and then at another point you'll be even more like Jesus. But in between those two points is a lot of correction.
It's a lot of like,
no. No, don't do that way. No, don't think that way. No, don't be that way. And the merciful method that God uses to correct you and I, it's fantastic, right? Because if he wanted, he could just blast us. But he doesn't. So I'm really encouraging over this next 2017, over this year. And not just for 2017, but if you're hearing this podcast and it's 2026, if the Lord tarries that long, hey, you can't tell me forgiveness is a bad principle. It's the right principle for us to be operating in. So we will be doing that this year, as well as a lot of interviews and hopefully more people, more interaction, more giveaways. The giveaway part's only hard because we have to get the materials to be able to give them away. So that's something that we're working on. The last thing I want to say, because then we got to go in about a minute and a half. The last thing I want to say is I would really appreciate prayers for my family and myself. So, primarily for my wife and myself as we get into our second grandchild. And we think we're doing great with the first grandchild, but that grandchild's at a distance. Well, let's see how it comes off on this next one. And we think it's important that we do it right before the Lord, just like parenting. Because we feel that grandparenting does mean more than just giving the child back when the diaper's full. We do think it's important to love on, instruct, and give that kind of gentle overseeing insight. And sometimes, you know, as kids listen to that, and sometimes, as you know, kids don't. So we need lots of wisdom because, you know, I'm a high-level patience guy. Okay, not. Okay, but I'm working on it, doing the best that I can, just like everybody else, praying every day for more patience. So I would just appreciate if you'd keep my wife and myself in prayer, as well as our family. A lot of spiritual warfare that we've gone through. We've got a tough period coming up in the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, and we would just appreciate all the strength we can get in the kingdom from all the believers that are around us. Okay? All right. Nothing dramatic. Just don't want to just fizzle out of gas. Nothing more exciting than driving your car and then finding out there's no gas in it. Okay. We want to skip that as often as possible. I just want to say blessings to everybody who's listening. May you be richly blessed and recognize your connection in the Lord. He loves you more than you could ever possibly know, but get to know as much as you can. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise 1210 AM KPRZ.